Well, hey there, y'all. This here is Lenore Zan, a.k.a. Rogue of the X-Men.
Hi, this is Angel Ocasio, Gambit on X-Men 97.
This is Holly Chow, voice of Jubilee on X-Men 97.
I'm Julia Leewald, one of the writers on X-Men the Animated Series.
And hi, I'm Eric Leewald, showrunner on X-Men and the Animated Series.
And you're listening to A Stark Contrast with Jeffrey and Di.
The one and only Wilson Fisk.
Hiya. Hiya.
It's like
come
ASMR.
Home with me. And I promise to give you everything you want.
I always think I know what Vincent D'Onofrio sounds like because of Wilson Fisk.
And it's never
and
that.
And then you hear his real voice and you're like, oh, he doesn't sound like that at all. Drax the Destroyer!
Drax!
Do you have a Drax impersonation?
She just told you your deepest, darkest secret. You must be so embarrassed.
Such a good one. And then it cuts to this wonderful panel.
Typical. I want to make the kid a proposition. His line is busy.
Jesus, stop.
Well, I'll keep trying until I get through to him. As sure as his name is Peter Parker.
And then it says, his name is J. Jonah Jameson, publisher of the Daily Bugle, and this is the beginning.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, there's our clip for the show, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Now, my final question before we move on. What would you rather see first?
Okay.
Gambit live action.
Okay.
A Bucky Widow romance.
Ah.
Or Stiltman.
Oh my god! That's so hard. Oh, that's hard. Ooh.
Yeah.
And it's not even hard for the reason that you think it is.
I know these are all literal genuine things you want to see. The Stiltman running joke has been going on for a while.
Yes.
But I know Di really wants to see Stiltman.
Okay. In 1, 2, 3 order.
Sure.
Number 3. Gambit live action.
Ah, okay.
I'll let him go.
Okay.
Number 2.
This one, I don't know what you're going to say. I haven't. I feel like I know, but I feel like, oh, you could really like left field me right now.
Number 2. Stiltman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm going to have to say, just because they could easily do it, first of, I believe, 2 pop quizzes. Are you ready?
No.
This one's tricky. I mean, not tricky. It is a kind of tough question, but do you remember why they're called X-Men?
What? That's like the most like deep philosophical reason.
Yeah.
That's like asking, do you know why you're alive? Like, what?
Yeah.
Why they are called X-Men,
yeah.
Which is also, it's a valid question.
Mm-hmm. There's an error version, a 9.8.
Say an error version?
An error. This is, so there's no hologram card. It's
I thought
just
you were going to say a Taylor Swift version. An error version?
Error. So there's an error version where there's just a white space. Speaking of Taylor Swift, there's just a blank space.
See? Where did she get it from? I don't know.
So although Natasha, you know, is beyond cunning and convincing, Ling and his colleagues see right through her games. They see it like she's playing them. And then they immediately entrap her in this contraption called the Psychotron, a machine that, quote unquote, fills the mind.
Psychotron is the most like 50s, 60s type name.
I will put you in my Psychotron. Like she says it actually. She says it first verbally. She's like, oh my gosh, it's none other than the nightmarish Psychotron.
Oh, Black Widow, you uncovered my plan.
That's how I actually imagine him sounding. What I do appreciate about that is that you really get the breath of like, no, they are not playing around, because I, of course, for obvious reasons, but like many people that are watching the show and vocal on social are like, so is he coming back? Is he coming back now? He's coming back now, like literally every week. And so when that finale played out the way it did before.
Not in the form that you think he is.
She was a thief. She was a street urchin, a riffraff, all that good stuff, you know?
Okay, Aladdin.
I know. It's like writing in my notes. And I was like, these are the lyrics to
Riffraff.
Street rat.
I don't know that.
If only they knew that. What is the words? I don't remember the words.
Let's not get too hasty. Really tasty.
Oh, so good.
My bad. But yeah, that is.
That's my movie, Jasmine.
Kazam, not to be confused with Shazam, That apparently never existed. Do you not know about the Mandela effect?
Shazam?
Apparently the movie with...
Shaq?
Shaq. No, the other one.
With
sorry.
Sinbad?
Sinbad never existed. Mandela effect.
I've
We're going to talk about
it.
That's what everybody has said.
We've seen it's played on television.
Mandela effect. I agree with you. I agree with you. Mandela effect says we all made it up.
How do you make up a movie that we've seen?
With nearly 50 years of comic book history, approximately how many appearances has Colossus had in comics? Is it A, 100 to 500? B, 501 to 1,000? C, 1,000 to 1,500? Or D, more than 1,500?
That's a lot of appearances.
It is a lot, but he's been in continuity since 1975.
So he's like, wow.
Yeah.
Even if like his like just name is like mentioned type thing or like in a panel.
If he's in a panel, if he's in the background, if he's on paper,
since 1975?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
What?
It's 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 50 years ago.
Yeah. Ew. Next year.
Ew.
Ew. All these characters are old and wise, man.
God, I'm like, 1970, yeah, that's like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, right? That's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Gosh. I want to nix out A and B.
100 to 500 or 501 to 1,000?
Yes, if he's a very prominent character, like he's a consistent character. I feel like he is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go C.
1,000 to 1,500.
Yes.
Final.
Yes.
Okay. Jeff? You got it. They never confirmed in X-Men the Animated Series who his parents were. They just implied that Jean read his mind and she was like, oh, you're important. And he was, and he just didn't want to talk about it. He's like, well, I don't want to talk about this right now.
He's like, quit it.
Yeah, he's like, you're not my mom. and so Scott goes the entire animated series.
What was the song then where it was, never mind. Is it at the end of
what?
Deadpool 1?
What?
I forget.
Oh, the...
Like where?
It's at the end.
Careless
Whisper. Yeah, because of Wham and George Michael.
Yes.
That's at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was also thinking of.
I mean, but then, you know, it really
tonight
made...
Tonight the music seems so loud.
It's so good. But it's still considered a cameo for some reason.
The Wolverine.
Yeah, do you want to read that in your best Wolverine voice?
My best Wolverine? If you really wanted to tangle with someone... Why not try your luck against the Wolverine, bub?
I love these early 2000s or late 2000s films.
There's a flavor to them,
I
right?
I love it. It's just because it's like there's so many plot holes.
Oh, it's like riddle. It's like Swiss cheese.
It's so completely random.
Can you imagine a Lawrence Fishburne or Denzel Washington Blade?
Oh, I see maybe a Fishburne type.
Yeah
just because of it, just of his grandiose.
Yeah.
Like voice, his voice.
Yeah.
Denzel would be, I'd be like, whoa.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of his voice in my head.
He'd be like, "Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Vampires. Vampires.
You vampire looking.
Yeah, exactly.
I need the Thanos death storyline.
Well, yeah, it's a little late.
I know.
Unfortunately, because I too want that. But
because yeah, it's Aubrey Plaza. Yeah, I would do it too.
Still, but you know,
and we have only seen the first two episodes.
Yeah,
and I was making a friggin' joke. I was just like, yeah, everyone dies. And I was like, oh crap, three out of the four did.
Yeah, exactly.
Three out of the five did. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Death has a slightly different suite of powers in which it entails cosmic entity physiology. So that includes superhuman strength, durability, agility, immortality, levitation, and nigh omnipotence.
Damn! Everyone has the same powers in the comics!
No, that's the MCU!
Oh, MCU. Oh, everyone has the
same. Well, it is the same. Yeah, it's the same. And then additional powers include shape-shifting, afterlife transport, soul manipulation, portal creation, telepathy, telekinesis, power absorption, immunity, healing, magic, and of course, witchcraft. So speaking of, Jeff, please don't kill me. You just said, like, don't give me more stuff. And I'm like, well, I found a couple of things I'm going to give you, so I'm sorry.
What?
So the first thing is this replica Daily Bugle.
Spider-Man!
Of Spider-Man! Get me pictures of Spider-Man! Have you got a Spidey tip? Spider-Maniac's Web of Destruction.
No, I don't want pictures of the parade. I want Spider-Man.
Be sure to follow us on social, STRKCNTRST. And if you like what you hear, review, rate, and subscribe.
Once again, thanks for listening and watching.
And watching.
We will catch y'all in the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.